Vatican laments failure of UN Climate Convention. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 18, 2019. Rome, the deputy director of the Vatican's communications office declared this week that the UN's COP25 climate change convention had ended in failure as world leaders reached no agreement regarding a global carbon market. Speaking in Madrid at the book launch of A Great Hope, The Custody of Creation, a collection of writings by Pope Francis on the environment, Alessandro Gassotti said Monday that while it is true that the summit has ended in failure, there is, at least, greater consciousness of the problem of climate change. Civil society has a renewed awareness of environmental issues and climate change like never before, despite the failure of 25 Colombian pesos, he said. Society's awareness is very important, Mr. Gassotti said, adding that it is young people who are leading the way in care for the environment. In fact, young people around the world, believers and non-believers alike, feel that Pope Francis is perhaps the only adult world leader who takes responsibility for actions that affect the new generations, he remarked. Gassotti also voiced his opinion that the Pope's 2015 encyclical letter on care for the environment, Laudato Si, is the most appreciated document of his pontificate. The former director of the Vatican's press office also had strong words for the Pope's critics. Francis' critics contend that a pope should not devote himself to ecological issues, Gassotti said. These criticisms are unacceptable. The pope calls for a global response to a global problem, because everything is connected, he said. At Monday's book event, held at the Jesuit-run University of Camillas in Madrid, other church representatives echoed Gassotti's disillusion over the 25 Colombian pesos debacle. The outcome of the 25 Colombian pesos convention was a great disappointment for not having achieved the expected progress, said Cardinal Luis Martinez Sistac, the Archbishop Emeritus of Barcelona. The ecological content of this new book is very needed and urgent, especially after the necessary progress was not made at the climate summit, the Cardinal said. And the figure of Pope Francis is increasingly necessary, he added. Francisco is an urban pope. It is in the big cities where climate warming occurs, and people live and suffer it, he said. For his part, the Cardinal Archbishop of Madrid, Carlos Osro, noted that despite the failure at 25 Colombian pesos, now is not a time for sadness but a time to understand that the climate is a common good. Follow at Williams Rome.